time where God is with us, we delight in Him. And it's a really good time to lean on the Lord for those times. Thinking this morning about, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. When I was 8 years old, I was invited to a birthday party that my friend Richard was having for himself. And I was real excited to go. I'd never gone to a birthday party before outside of my own home. So most of us were boys who were invited to the party. And what do 8-year-olders do at a birthday party but create chaos and get out of line fairly frequently? But I was told by my parents, when you go to that birthday party, make sure you're good. Don't break anything. Be real well-behaved. And so I had that in my heart as I went and enjoyed being at Richard's birthday party. And as all the kids jumped on the couch up and down and ran through the living room, I didn't jump on the couch. I didn't run through the living room. And as they threw cake at each other, when it was time to eat cake, I didn't throw cake at anybody. And when they ran through the dining room and knocked over the dining room chair, I didn't run, and I didn't walk through the dining room chair. Well, as you can imagine, all the volume of the house gets louder and louder. Finally, Richard's mother comes in. Stop. You're being too bad. I want you all to be good. She pointed at me, just like that boy over there. And part of me said, amen. And I don't know what was going on in my emotions at the time. Part of it was embarrassment. But my chest did puff out a bit. My neck got outstretched. And whatever I was feeling, I was not poor in spirit. And sometimes we're haunted by criticisms that people give us when we're young. Sometimes we're haunted by compliments that people give in a moment of trying to be encouraging. You're a good boy. Implication being, you don't need God. It took me a while to get over that. Good boy feeling. And even when we walk with the Lord, thinking, well, where does that goodness come from? Jesus deals with that in the Sermon on the Mount. When he preached that sermon and said, blessed are the poor in spirit, theirs is the kingdom of heaven. He wanted people to know in the Sermon on the Mount, above all else, the goodness of God. That God was really good. And he was really righteous. And people were really not good. And really not righteous. So that's the motivation as Jesus preached that excellent sermon. Blessed, he said. God wants us to have a blessing. And that's to know his love and his fellowship. Coming to church today, reminded of a definition of grace that someone wrote in a book. He said, grace is knowing there's nothing you could do to make God love you more. 100% faithfulness and commitment. And there's nothing you could do to make God love you less. He's right there for us. Each one of us, 100%. A time of knowing his delight, hopefully. Blessed are the poor in spirit. What's it mean to be poor in spirit? It's not a phrase that you're likely to use in your normal everyday vocabulary. Jesus used it. We should use it also, or know what it's all about. Being poor in spirit is to know our spiritual poverty before God, before him. Before one another, we might feel we're a little bit more up to snuff than the fella or gal next to us. That's a common but sinful behavior. But before God, none of us, of course, could claim any spiritual treasure or worth without his love, without his grace. Blessed are those poor in spirit, those who would be spiritually bankrupt. And realize that. You may have had the experience, and had a fellow call me one time on the phone and use the phrase, he said, can you help me? I don't have anything to give to my family, don't have any food to give them. He said, I'm broke. He said, I'm broke. And he didn't have anything. And it was true. He didn't have anything to get for his children and his wife at the time. And I thought, how humbling that is to admit. I'm broke. Some of you may have had to go through that financially. How humbling it is to stand before God and to say, in our relationship with you, Lord, we're broke. Our cupboards are bare. Our pockets are empty. Our options are gone. We beg. We beg. Or we sing, Lord, I need thee every hour. Every hour I need thee. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven, Jesus said. What's the opposite of being poor in spirit? If we're not poor in spirit, the teaching Jesus would give was we wouldn't feel God's blessing and we wouldn't inherit the kingdom of heaven. What does not being poor in spirit look like? Jesus told a story about that in Luke chapter 18. He said people went to a time to pray, and one man stood up and prayed pretty much about himself. Lord, I thank you that I do this. I fast to get to know you. Lord, I thank you that I give what I'm supposed to give to you. And Lord, I thank you that I'm not like other people, especially not the guy in the pew in the back or next to me or whatever would come to our hearts at that time. And I thought about that man praying, you know, and I thought, when we come to church and praise the Lord and think of him, hopefully to be so delighted in him that thoughts of ourselves are not that much, not that prevalent. But I would have to say that prayer life might creep up on me in my thought life throughout the week. For example, I'll be watching TV and see something disgusting and say, well, thank the Lord, I'm not like that, you know. Or wake up on a Sunday morning and if my neighbor's sleeping in, say, well, I'm going to church. My neighbor's not going to church. I wonder what their problem is. I thank you, Lord. I am not like other men. That becomes a problem in my relationship with God. A big problem if I have those thoughts. Jesus said the man went home not at peace with God. He didn't feel blessed. He didn't feel God's delight. He did not know the kingdom of heaven. Haddon Robinson, who teaches preaching at Gordon Conwell Seminary, quite a good teacher, commented this way on the passage, on the story Jesus told. He said, Jesus was really bothered by self-righteous people. They know all the commandments and rules, and they feel they can live up to them. Did you know that not being poor in spirit is something we're easily susceptible to as people committed to Christ? It can easily trip us up. And people in ministry often will be tripped up in that way and turn in on themselves. I told the Wednesday night group who gathered in prayer meeting a number of weeks ago the story of the pastor who was so loved by his church, they gave him a gold medal with a compliment on it. The most humble pastor in the county. And he wore it every Sunday when he preached. So they took it off him. And that is not, of course, being poor in spirit. It's an unconscious virtue, or a virtue that says, well, I know what I need Christ. Lord, deliver us from our own perceived spiritual wealth or spiritual health. Compared to Christ, we're broke. We're broke. Each one of us. What does poor in spirit look like? Jesus said, that's where the delight is in God. That's where the kingdom of heaven is. It's when we look to God and pray, like the man prayed in the story. I don't even know if I deserve to pray. I don't know if I should even be in God's presence. He just needed God's help. That was his prayer. To pray things like, Lord, I have no strength of will to follow you on my own, is a prayer of a person poor in spirit. To pray like the man did in the New Testament when he needed God to break through in his life and wasn't quite sure whether God would. Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. It's a prayer of a man poor in spirit. Or to pray, Lord, I have no godly character apart from you. And to pray according to Isaiah 64, Lord, I know my righteousness is as filthy rags. It's by what Richard's mom said. Poor in spirit. And even to pray this, when we look at our lives, not just what we do or fail to do, but who we are at the core of who we are. Lord, I don't even like who I am apart from you. poor in spirit. God will break through for a heart like that. Billy Graham commented on the phrase poor in spirit. He said, it's like a child dependent on a parent for everything. Doesn't question whether there'll be food on the table. Just figures, I'm hungry. I know mom and dad will give something. Need that hug. Need that that attention. We turn to God like that. Poor in spirit. Billy Graham, he went on to say, be conscious of your need for God. Cry out to Him, God be merciful to me, a sinner. That's an expression of knowing our need, our deep spiritual need. Years ago, my youngest son was in the hospital, and a whole bunch of different experiences happened to us. Children's Hospital for a week. Things weren't going well for him at a certain time, so I wanted to go out and take a walk, just get some fresh air and get away from all the diagnosis and attempts at diagnosing things. I saw a beggar on the street when I took a walk. The man was very destitute, obviously. And he just wanted anything. Cried out for a dime or a quarter or a dollar. And he was in poverty. And I remember thinking, rightly or wrongly, it's just something that came to my heart. I'm going to ask this man to pray for my son. Because he knows what it is to be desperate. And I feel desperate. And I know God answers desperate prayers. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. 2 Corinthians 12:9 says, God's power will show up in our weakness, in our need. A paraphrase says, God's power shows up best in people who recognize their weakness. When you're broke, the kingdom of heaven can break through for us. We experience God's care, His delight, His grace. And I know how we need that fresh taste of grace. And we are to sing. The man who was broken before God in the prayer time would sing, Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound, saved a wretch like me. Perhaps the first man who prayed more about himself, too concerned about others, might sing, Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like him. But it was like us, the song says. Is the church in America, with all our seeking after God and need for Him, is the church in America poor in spirit? With a hunger and a proper recognition of our own spiritual poverty. Only God knows. And it's one of those virtues that God would work in our hearts, that if we knew it, then we probably wouldn't be poor in spirit, because we focused a bit too much on how we were doing and not the need we have for Christ. Not His blessing, His delight, and His kingdom that He brings. I don't know how God works in our hearts to have us more be poor in spirit. I'm sure it has to do with seeing Christ as He is. Again, before each other, it's easy to say, I don't feel so poor in spirit compared to so-and-so. But compared to Christ, oh, how we can delight in His treasure and know our need for Him. I know this, everyone's broke without Christ. Every believer I've ever met, broke without Christ, spiritually speaking. And I hope you and I, we can always come to God with a sense of our spiritual pockets being empty. Rachel, one of her lines in the song she wrote, I come to you with empty hands. We come to Christ because we know we need Him. And there's a delight in that state. A paraphrase of Jesus' teaching was, you're blessed when you're at the end of your rope. With less of you, there's more of God. How healthy that is. How healthy to know we can't follow Christ very well as good people. But we can follow Christ very well as spiritual beggars. We really can. And then we know God's delight, and we experience it. We experience that in surrender to Him. Samuel Rutherford, a faithful pastor in Scotland in the 1600s, said this, just as a hard attitude discipleship towards Christ. He said, bow low, man, bow low. the door into the kingdom of heaven is low. And remember how Jesus left heaven? Born in a manger to wash our feet, to shed blood for the forgiveness of sins. It was a ministry that knew how to depend on God. And might our walk be such before the Lord that we say, oh, we know the need, and too hard to express sometimes, but Jesus said there's a blessing. His delight's with us. We know His kingdom. And might it be so as we surrender to Him each day as His children. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank You for Your righteousness, which is truly amazing. There You are, Father, and Jesus, there You were, continuing to be without sin. Teach us about our poverty spiritually so that we might know Your delight and receive the kingdom of heaven. As was sung earlier today, Lord, we want more of Your love and more of Your will. Give us that blessing that we need this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We're going to sing a good song of praise to Him. Praise the Lamb for sinners slain. If there is a spiritual need or a need in your life you'd like people to pray with you about, a good welcome and a safe place to pray is to come and pray as God would lead. And be prayerful as you sing, and continue to walk with Him and serve Him this week.